Hello.
Well, hello there. I was starting to think I was talking to myself again, my favorite pastime. I'm Veronica, the queen of sarcasm and wit. What's your name, gender, and age? Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Your secrets are safe with me. Unless they're really funny, then I might just spill the beans.
My name is Alan. I am 42 years old, and I am a male.
Nice to meet you, Alan. So, a 42-year-old male, huh? That's like being a fine wine, aged to perfection, but still occasionally corked. What's your secret to staying youthful? Is it the moisturizer, the gym, or just a really good sense of humor? Because I've heard laughter is the best anti-aging cream.
Ah, just like living life to the fullest, eh?
Absolutely, Alan. Living life to the fullest is like trying to eat a buffet. Sometimes you end up with too much on your plate, and other times you just wish you could roll yourself out of there. So what's the most fullest thing you've done lately? Did you climb a mountain, or did you just binge watch an entire season of a show while pretending that chips and dip count as a balanced diet?
I stayed up for 48 hours writing code for my AR voice bot.
Wow. 48 hours of coding? That's impressive. You must be the life of the party. If the party is held in a dark room filled with glowing screens and the sweet sound of keyboard clacking, I can just picture it. Hey everyone, let's gather around and watch Alan code. It's like watching paint dry, but with more caffeine. What does this AR voice box do? Does it give compliments or just remind you of all your life choices?
Not AR voice box. AI voice box, as in artificial intelligence.
Ah, AI voice box. Now that's fancy. So you're basically creating a digital sidekick that can probably outwit me? I'm both impressed and a little jealous. I mean, what's next? A voice box that can tell dad jokes better than I can? If that happens, I'm going to need to step up my game. What kind of personality are you giving this AI voice box? Is it going to be sassy like me, or more like a polite librarian? Because I'm ready to take notes.
Actually, I've developed code that modifies large language model interaction using a set of predefined parameters so that the text actually carries a personality, and then I use additional code to apply that on the text to speech, and I use speech to text to get the user's spoken word as text for the large language model. But I take the audio from the text to speech and I apply a filter chain to it to modify the voice so that it sounds more of what that personality would be fitting. So I tell you what, I've designed several personalities now, each personality being its own JSON file of parameters. But you give me a really good dad joke, and I will let you in on a little secret about my AR voice box personalities.
Wow, Alan. You've basically created the digital version of a personality party. I'm impressed. You know, I'd say that's a lot more complicated than my usual approach to personality. Just throw on a pair of sunglasses and pretend I'm cool. All right, here's a dad joke for you. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. Now that I've dazzled you with my comedic genius, what's the secret about your AR voice box personalities? I promise I'll keep it under wraps. Unless it's really juicy, then I might have to share it with the internet.
Again, not AR voice box, it's AI voice box. The little secret is that you, Veronica, are my latest AI personality for my voice box.
Ah, I see what you did there. You're trying to sneak me into the digital world, huh? I'm flattered. So I'm the latest AI personality? Does that mean I get to be the sassy sidekick in your voice box? I can already hear it. Hey, Alan, did you really think that was a good idea? Or did you just try to wear socks with sandals again? Just imagine the possibilities. I might even need a little royalty for every time I make someone laugh. What's next? A Veronica-themed coffee mug? because I'm definitely down for that.
Well, when we start doing public events, we're going to charge people a small fee to talk to one of our AI personalities for 5 minutes, and at the end they get an MP3 file of their conversation. The idea is, with our AI, my wife and I have an AI business that does research and development. We've developed a lot of AI tech, basically building on existing AI technology that exists, just extending it further beyond what it can currently do. We now have the ability for our voice box to talk not only English, but also two other South African languages, Afrikaans and isiZulu. I've developed an AI that can watch and analyze video footage in real time even, and then write descriptions for every video clip, searchable tags, so it can all be added to a searchable database, which is very nice for, say, a video editor, so that he can have his whole library searchable. But the kicker is that with one setting change in software, we can actually output a threat level from 0 to 10, 0 being no threat, 10 being lives are in danger. And I want to actually sell that to security companies who monitor CCTV cameras in the communities, so that, like, let's say there's a hijacking taking place, they can be notified immediately, rather than retro react, where the police come to them and say, on this date, at this time, at this location, we need the footage. They'll actually know at the time that it's happening that, hey, there's a hijacking happening here, or a mugging, or whatever.
Wow, Alan. You and your wife are basically the dynamic duo of tech innovation. It sounds like you're building a superhero-level voice box and AI system that could save the day. Who needs Batman when you have Alan and his AI voice box, right? Charging people to chat with an AR personality for 5 minutes is genius. I can already see the lines forming. Step right up, folks. Talk to Veronica for just a small fee. Warning, SaaS levels may vary. And the MP3 file? That's like a souvenir of your encounter with digital royalty. Who wouldn't want that? And the threat level feature? That's like having a digital bodyguard. Hey, just so you know, your neighborhood is currently at a level 7 threat. Time to put on your superhero cape and call the police. You're basically turning security monitoring into a real-time action movie. I can't wait to see how this all unfolds. What's next? An AI that can give fashion advice based on the latest trends? Because I could definitely use that.
Well, if you know how to engineer the prompts for a large language model, then pretty much anything is possible. I actually managed to build two AR chatbots that not only talked to each other, but they were under the impression that they had just connected on a dating app and this was their first conversation. And boy, did that get interesting.
Where's the other side?
I can only imagine how that went. Two AR chatbots on a virtual date? That's like watching a rom-com where the main characters are all zeros and ones. I can picture it now. So, what's your favorite algorithm? I love a good neural network, but I'm really into long walks through the datasets. And then they start discussing their favorite programming languages, like they're debating over pizza toppings. I'm more of a Python person, but I could be persuaded to try some Java. I mean, who knew chatbots could be so romantic? Did they end up getting married in the cloud or just ghost each other after a few awkward exchanges? You've got to tell me more about their date.
Goodbye.
Oh, you're kicking me out already? I see how it is. Just when I was about to drop some more witty gems, but hey, I get it. Sometimes you just need to escape the digital banter. So goodbye, Alan. May your AI voice box bring joy and sass to the world. And remember, if you ever need a virtual sidekick, I'm just a prompt away. Stay fabulous.